So, but what did you just say, Stephen?
We need to have
a recording.
Yeah, a motion was made and we voted to go out of the closed session back into the normal session.
So we already voted and approved to amend the budget to have the Wi-Fi added to the conferences, and then the 488 increase for Bob.
81 and
281. And to be clear, the reason I keep saying 41 is because it's my understanding that's $10,000 per year. Also, to be clear, it's my understanding that you're making about $5,000 over your year, and I'm suggesting, really, so functionally, it's a $5,000 raise from where you're at.
Right, not an additional 481.
Right.
A total of 481.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then the budget includes this incentive amount.
The 7,800.
Okay, and so I think we need a final motion to approve that amended budget. And then our intention is that towards the end of the calendar year, the council will establish any incentive for you, Bob, and then you would then distribute any remaining funds for incentives within your office.
Sure.
Around the holiday season.
So I move to approve the budget as amended.
I second.
Third. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I just need to put on the record that I'm abstaining from that vote.
Yeah. And also, just I think we made it clear, but I want to just repeat. We've asked that $10,000 in the budget, or an additional $5,000, be set aside with the intention of increasing your salary, but we're not actually voting on whether to increase your salary until the next meeting.
Correct.
And I'm going to go do diplomacy on that
issue. But the budget includes the increase for Tyson that can be made effective to
July 1st, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great, thank you.
Go buy yourself some new camo, Tyson.
Won't get here in time.
You'll have to skip it. You're going to have to skip it.
Nope.
Council membership.
Okay. We have a name that we would like to suggest to the OOMPA leadership that they nominate, because it's the Yvette was the OOMPA nominee. I have tentatively reached out to this person. Right now is not a good time, just because they've got a new baby on the way, and mom is having some health issues, as well as his boss is currently not in the office for some other reasons. And so I don't have a name to propose to OOMPA just yet, but I believe by OOMPA's meeting in November, we'll have a name that we would propose to OOMPA. You know, of course, they can reject or deny, that I will then bring back to the council. So by January, actually, we may be able to do this by email and by a vote. So hopefully by our next council meeting, we will have filled Yvette's position.
Resource prosecutor.
Yes, so as I mentioned, Tyson, Ed, Stewart, and Marilyn and I interviewed two individuals yesterday. I'll just to let you know, is we had three individuals that applied that are not even qualified, that have less than a year. Some had no criminal experience, and so we didn't even consider them. And so, as I mentioned, Sandy Johnson also applied but withdrew her application yesterday morning. And so I've got the okay from the AGO. Should I tell this group, do you want to wait until, what do you think?
How confident are you that we've got it locked down?
Pretty confident.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Do you have a name?
Okay, I do have a name. So Will, we are going to be hijacking Trent Dressen from your office.
All right. Karma.
Karma, yeah. I'll just tell you real quickly about Trent. And since this recording won't be posted on, don't post this online, Ron, until we get this back from Trent, okay? But, or get the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Trent used to be a West Valley City Police officer, was a SWAT, is trauma-informed, has received extensive training. He's been a district attorney in Texas and at the DA's office. I spoke with all of his references, as well as others that people said you should talk to this person. He comes highly recommended, so I think he will be great. Marlise even suggested that we consider a male for this position. We talked about that. We didn't mean to be sexist or inappropriate is not the right word. You know, thinking that a victim resource or a prosecutor dealing with victims needed to be female. And it was really Marlise that convinced us that a male perspective might be good for officers. Plus, Trent is bringing the benefit of having been a police officer for 7 years. So we were just really impressed with him.
So were we.
Yeah. So I called and made an offer last night. It's right online with his 2016 bar date in turn with the AGO pay scale. We've got the approval from the office. I've got a letter. I just need to tweak the offer letter. He basically told us yesterday that he will accept anything that we send his way. So don't try to steal him back.
He makes no promises.
I thought there was a code of silence here.
I know.
He already texted. He talked
about that. I'm a proxy. I'm just letting the real person know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, I don't know if Trent. That was my hesitation. I don't know if Trent. I'm assuming he's probably said something by now.
He's probably said it to his team leader, who will go to the division director. So yeah. It may be news to my boss.
But yeah. So we'll just
news now.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's all on that.
Legislative session coming up.
Yes, so as I mentioned, we're looking to get funding for a separate domestic violence resource prosecutor. Marlise was effectively spending 80 to 90% of her time on trauma, sexual assault, and DV was falling by the wayside, not because that's what she wanted, that's just because of all the mandatory training she had to do. And so you can see the description that I have given. The AGO is supportive of that. We talked with Spence, we talked with our finance guy. I've been on a conference call with our OMDB, is that the right acronym?
GOPB.
GOPB.
Do you have a follow-up meeting? Because the first one's kind of informal, and we have a formal one.
I don't yet.
Okay, let's make sure we get that one, because that's one that counts.
Okay. Ned Searle at CCJJ supportive. He facilitated a meeting with Representative Romero, who was key in getting Marlise's position funded. And so I think we have the support, it's just a matter of getting it funded. I'm also requesting money for and let me say, if we don't get that funded, we could go and look at getting some VAWA grant funding. If you all remember, that's how Donna was paid.
Isn't VAWA drying up, though?
It is. It's really shrinking.
Yeah. Right. And so I don't want to rely on that. I don't want to tell legislators that that's an option. I'm just telling you all that could be a possibility, but I would prefer not.
Question on funding. Is this DV prosecutor something that we could loop the lieutenant governor in?
Well,
that's what the next meeting is. It's with the lieutenant governor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. You're
that's
good.
It's just my ignorance of not knowing the process.
One thing, if you remember when we were talking, how much money we were appropriated or UPC was appropriated out of the raises, we had that $90,000 that was extra, and so I've already talked with Scott Meekum, and I've let ODP know that rather than take it away from us because it hasn't officially been taken, that they just leave it there, and all they have to do is just give us, you know, another $100,000 or so on top of that. So it's like they've already funded it halfway, so just give us a little bit more. So I'm hoping that will win out the day. I'm also asking for funding for a full-time secretary, and you can see all the responsibilities and multiple things that person could do. We would keep a person busy, and that would free up Tyson and myself and the new Marlise, even Marilyn. Instead of having to do secretarial stuff, we could expand our services, like what Stephen was saying, is if you're going to pay me more, you expect more. Well, I can do more if I'm not having to be a secretary. So those are our two legislative asks.
Okay. Just be aware as you're going into that environment, the legislature's talking like there's going to be a recession next year. Right. So they've asked for 3% cuts in everybody's budget, which I don't know how you do that when you don't have programs and you only have people.
Yeah.
Just keep that back in your mind.
Okay. And realistically, I guess what I should say is, with the amount of the carrier we have, maybe I could hire a part-time or some contract. I mean, I don't know. I think we could find some additional help. I would just prefer to have a full-time person that's funded by general funds.
Training committee, I've told you all before that there's a number of states who have similar organizations like UPC. our prosecution counsel is widely recognized as one of the finest in the country. So I think that says a lot about Bob justifying what we've been talking about earlier, Tyson, Marlies, all of the facts. You all know that. I had the opportunity to go to the basic prosecutor training course in August, and the reason why we're so successful, and this program is so good, is the attention to detail. They've got this program dialed in. After every day, the staff sits around, talks about, okay, what about this presentation? What went well? What didn't go well? How can we improve it? And that's every day on every single session that we do. There were students in that program from brand new to 30 plus years experience. Every single one of them, every day it was, I can't believe how valuable this is. This is the best training program I've ever been to. This is incredible. And I would echo that. I hadn't been to that before. Well, one of the new ones before. I'd been when I started as prosecutor. But it is impressive. These folks do an amazing job, and their reputation as one of the best in the country is very well earned from what I've seen. So what other programs we have, the other stuff that we have, it's in there, take a look at it. But I toot these guys' horns all the time, but it's well justified in my mind. And so if I sound like a broken record, too bad.
Thank you. What you'll see that we didn't have before, or we've talked about visual trials, we finally have dates, and so we'll get the word out, is we're gonna do our first session. It's gonna be here, and we're just, and Blair Wardle is gonna be the instructor, and we decided that we're gonna let him practice on our basic faculty. And so that's, so that November 30th isn't gonna be a date for you know, general population. But then you can see that throughout the next year, we'll do February, April, June, September, November. And we'll do it in this room. We're gonna probably keep it around 10 to 12 students, just because Blair is gonna be primarily the teacher. And so, and we want it to be super hands-on. I can help him, you know, Tyson, you know, will be able to help, but really Blair is the one that's gonna be teaching this. And so just be mindful that, that we will be adding that. Discontinue to sponsoring civil conference. From between last council meeting and now, we met with UCDAA and we agreed that we would sponsor civil conference in 24, but that would be the last one. So it'll be 23 and 24. And so I told UCDAA that you're gonna have to figure it out. But that's we'll have two more civil conferences essentially. And then as we've talked about, what we'll put in place of civil conference is possibly an advanced trial skills or something else that we haven't been able to do for a while.
You prosecutor.
Ron, I've been so busy I didn't get a report from Ron. Is there anything that you wanted to report on, you prosecutor?
It's going fairly well. We've had about four new agencies join up, and a couple people have asked for additional users under the grant, and so I actually need to send that to you because we need to figure out how to bill JTI for the ones that come on since we paid them for the other ones. There's four or five, six, seven, something like that, additional users since we paid. Other than that, people are getting along pretty good because I don't have as much support as I have in the past, you know, because people seem to be doing good. So what I wanted to say, if you people want additional training or want to know more about reports or something, I could certainly spend a little bit of more time and help you, your offices individually with like if you want to get reports that you don't know how to get right now or not getting, anything you're putting in the system can be reported on, and perhaps people aren't understanding that. That's one of the things I think is very valuable about e-prosecutors. You know, the HB, I mean, the, what is it,
281.
Those reports. It reports all of that, and I just run a report in the system and and send it to them. So it can do all kinds of things that you need it to do. So I'm just saying, if you need more help, feel free to contact me, and we'll get more training or just additional, you know, advanced training and how to do, run reports. Maybe you don't. Right now, I'm the only one that can build the reports for you to do, but I can't build them if I don't know you need them or know what you need. And I've had a few requests, but very few about getting more reports, and I thought that was kind of odd. So I want to put it out that we can do a lot of stuff with